This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 30th June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. In Tel Aviv, skies are clear, offering a pleasant night. In Jerusalem, expect cooler temperatures as the night progresses. Haifa also enjoys a clear evening, perfect for a stroll if you're out. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, the IDF has carried out a third strike in Khan Yunis, causing further damage to infrastructure. This news comes just in. Also, the Times of Israel reports that Minister Katz stated Israel has no territorial ambitions in Lebanon. However, Israeli forces will remain until Hezbollah is disarmed. This was reported earlier today. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals a suspected murder of a 22-year-old in East Jerusalem. The victim was found with gunshot wounds this morning. Separately, Israel Hayom reports again on the tragic event in East Jerusalem, where the police have launched an investigation following the discovery of the victim. And finally, I-24 News reports that Kushner and Witkoff are expected to meet with Iranians today in Qatar. Meanwhile, Lebanese media claims an Israeli strike hit Kantara and Deir Sarian earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eyal Yacobi, a commentator, posted just minutes ago questioning the need for AI if Israel was as bad as some claim. Seth Franzman, an analyst, noted the growing demand for Israel's smart shooter technology across the U.S. military in a post from earlier today. Eli Afriat, an Israeli observer, shared that a senior Iranian naval officer died in a car accident yesterday, describing him as a mastermind in the Strait of Hormuz. Let's go deeper into those stories, starting with the IDF operations in Khan Yunis. Walla reports this is the third strike targeting terrorist infrastructure in the area. Arab sources claim 8 people died in earlier strikes. The repeated attacks highlight the ongoing tensions in southern Gaza, impacting civilian infrastructure and daily life. Turning to Lebanon, the Times of Israel covers Minister Katz's remarks on Israel's stance. He emphasized that Israel's presence in Lebanon is temporary and contingent on Hezbollah's disarmament. This statement came amid concerns about renewed conflict with Iran, which Katz suggests could reignite within days. The situation remains volatile, affecting regional stability. Meanwhile, the suspected murder in East Jerusalem has captured local attention. Israel Hayom reports the young man was critically injured and succumbed to his wounds shortly after arriving at the hospital. Police have begun investigations, but details remain sparse. This incident adds to rising concerns about violence in the area. In a related development, diplomatic efforts continue in Qatar. I-24 News highlights that Kushner and Witkoff will meet Iranian officials amid ongoing regional tensions. The meeting aims to address the fragile peace in the Gulf as Lebanese media report further Israeli strikes in the south. These talks are crucial for maintaining maritime security and preventing escalation. On the economic front, first, Globes reports a significant drop in Israel's risk premium. This follows progress towards an agreement between the U.S. and Iran, suggesting improved economic stability. Separately, CTEC reveals Asaf Rapaport's investment spree. The Wiz founder has made 10 investments in AI-related fields this year alone, indicating a strong push towards technological advancement. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a surge in internet consumption during the World Cup. Bezek's study shows usage levels approaching those seen during the Lion's Roar operation, underscoring the event's popularity. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.